Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the audio.
Grant and Danny, welcome back. We are sponsored every day by the law firm Condori and Murad. Guide you and your family in the right direction. That's what they want to do. They're going to help you draft a will, set up a trust, and create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. Pals of ours, local guys. From Fairfax, went to Lake Braddock, went to George Mason University. Huge D.C. sports fans. We'll take you up to 6:10 and pregame ahead of Nats baseball. 6:40 first pitch tonight for Charlie and Dave and the Nationals right here on The Fan. Before we do that, though, there's an NFL football game just a couple of hours away. I think one of the big storylines with the Ravens and the Chiefs has to be the debut of Derrick Henry in Baltimore. Now, as much as you and I have been talking about the Ravens and how we see their season going, we haven't really dove into what a perfect fit Henry might be with the Ravens.
That's a good point.
They are a power running team. They are physical at the point of attack. Based on read option, Lamar Jackson in the pistol and in the gun, you got to defend them 11 on 11. To have Henry in this offense, I think is going to be tailor-made for his bruising style and skill set. The question I have about Derrick Henry is not fit, which is awesome. It's just, did he come too late, right? Is this like watching, you know, one of the perfect fights you've always wanted in boxing 3 years after it was supposed to happen? Henry's 30 years old. He'll be 31 in January.
And guys with that style tend not to last as long, right?
He's taken so many hits with that big target, huge frame, 6'2", 250 pounds. He's still been very productive. You know, last year it was over 4 yards a carry, 4.2 a pop. He ran the ball 280 times. Believe it or not, led the league with 280 attempts last season. 350 attempts the year before that, led the league. He's led the league in 4 of the last 5 years. How much tread is left on those tires?
Yeah, I mean, and it's also an interesting fit part because how much has he run out of the shotgun? Right? I mean, or that pistol or kind of that, you know, it's used to a lot of eye formation, you know, fullback or a pulling tight end or guard or something like that. You know, we've got blockers out in front, let him get his feet going, let him get downhill. This is that flat footed hand it off to you or don't. And I'm fascinated to see how the fit works, right? I think it's really interesting. But I will also say having the threat of Lamar Jackson next to you might make some of those, you know, get the locomotive going, might make it work. So it feels like he's always been a Raven, doesn't it? Like, it's just such a perfect fit for him.
They're just not going to be a fun team to play. I mean, they never have been.
But especially now.
It's one of those pack your lunch and wear extra pads, you know, because they're just so bruising and physical up front. There's been talk for years about involving the receivers more, and I've always just thought that was silly because it's just not going to be the strength of the team. And with Lamar Jackson as the quarterback, it's what you're going to minor in, not major in. Even when you throw the ball, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, and maybe Justice Hill out of the backfield, whoever it is, that week in the receiving game at running back, maybe you set up screens for Henry. Mm-hmm. He's always been able to do that well in Tennessee. Zay Flowers is a really good weapon, so they've got a guy that you can count on the outside. Otherwise, who cares? I mean, Bateman, Aguilar, Tylan Wallace, doesn't really matter to me.
So I like those fits, but yeah.
Depth at that position.
Not going to be huge producers. I think Flowers may, you know, just be north of 900 yards, and that's just fine. I mean, their bread is buttered off of play action with Andrews, and, you know, likely I think continues to emerge as sort of like a tight end 1.5, a guy that they've liked over the past who's had a few big games. But yeah, I mean, they are a pain in the butt to play, and there's nobody else really like them. And I guess the Chargers are going to try to do something similar, but you don't have a quarterback that can rush for 1,000 yards in Herbert. But they are unique, and they are a pain in the butt.
I love watching Kyle Hamilton in that secondary.
He's such a player, man.
Just a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah.
He's positionless. He can do everything on a defense. He's the guy that so many of us wanted Washington to draft, and they elected not to do that, and he went well after to the Ravens. But it doesn't really matter here nor there now. He's become an excellent player. Other side of the ball for the Chiefs, we will not see them at the peak of their powers just yet as they're still trying to get everybody healthy. But here's what we will see tonight. Xavier Worthy on offense as a lid taker offer, right? This is the easy button.
He's going to run some cardio tonight.
This is your 9-route go ball speed demon, just a vertical assassin. Rashee Rice did not get suspended, so he'll be there. Hollywood Brown has been dealing with injuries throughout the buildup and the preseason. So not expected to see Hollywood Brown just yet. But Xavier Worthy and Rashee Rice, plenty based on last year. They didn't even need that much with Kelce, Noah Gray, who got an extension today, and Isaiah Pacheco. Remember, last year they became kind of a balanced, I don't want to say run first, but certainly run-heavy team plenty of weeks.
Yeah, this is not the Kansas City Chiefs you're used to seeing. They were a defensive team through most of the campaign. The offense kind of got going as the season progressed, and they were Chiefsian, if that's even a word, you know, down the stretch. But you know, they were 15th in points last year, and it was lower than that for most of it, 21.8 per game, by far and away the least effective that Chiefs offense has been with Pat Mahomes under center. I mean, even go to the second half of the AFC Championship game. I think they managed a field goal in 5 or 6 drives and, you know, 110 yards in the second half against a really good Ravens defense. This is going to be better, I think. I think this offense may not be what it was when you had Tyreek Hill and Kelce in his prime and, you know, options far and near and middle, but I think they're going to be better than they were last year, but by a pretty big leap and bound.
Hollywood Brown has been officially ruled out, looking at the inactives tonight, by the way, for the Chiefs. First ever week one game with two-time MVPs at quarterback. Buckle up. Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City should be a show tonight to get the NFL season started. Before we say goodbye on this show, let's get you ready for Nats baseball. It is time for your lineups and your pitching matchup presented by The Window Man. Since 1989, The Window Man has been the educational window company. Get your free, no pressure, in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Taking on Bailey Falter behind Jake Irvin. Leading off, playing right field, Dylan Cruz. Batting second in left field, the James Wood. Batting third at first base, Juan Yepez. Your DH hitting cleanup, Andres Chaparro. Batting fifth at third base, Jose Tenya. Batting sixth, playing second base, Ildemar Vargas. Batting seventh in center field, your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young. Batting eighth, doing the catching, K-Bear Ruiz. And batting ninth at shortstop, day off for C.J. Abrams, Nassim Nunez gets the nod.
Last time out for 27-year-old righty Jake Irvin, who's been the Nats' best starting pitcher this year, was one of his worst starts of the year. 8 hits, 7 earned runs, and just 4 2/3 innings. In fact, he's given up 8 hits or more in 2 of his last 3 starts. So Irvin looking to bounce back against a very pedestrian Pittsburgh Pirates lineup. Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season's here, and we know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/storm prep. Our show meteorologist is Darius Dammer.
It's an absolutely beautiful night at PNC Park. Not a cloud in the sky tonight. 81 degrees at first pitch. It'll dip into the low 70s as the game goes on. Perfect weather for baseball in Pittsburgh.
Not a cloud in the sky.
I love that stadium, man.
Thanks, Dad. Good job.
Love you, Dad.
Danny, prediction for Ravens Chiefs.
Ravens 27, Chiefs 24. This is the time to get the Chiefs. They'll be much alive in December and January, but this is when you hit them.
I'm going to say Chiefs 30, Ravens 23. over city tonight for your
like
boy.
A little overage. What, I think it's 47.5. I was a little low for me. Overspelled, right, didn't it?
Comes out, and on a night where they're unveiling yet another banner, gets a week one win. Yeah, a little bit low, but I think you look back to last year, as you said, the Chiefs' offense just kind of, they are a...
And these are two good defenses,
too. Is it Halloween yet kind of team?
Yeah.
I don't know. I will say Andy Reid in Kansas City played his starters throughout the entire preseason.
That's true.
So I could see them come out a little quicker, maybe more efficient than other teams in the early going. Enjoy the night. Football Friday tomorrow. For Darius, Ryan, and Danny, I'm Grant saying so long. We did it, people. Football's back.
Thank you for coming.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.